At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change. Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome, everybody, to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Today, we're going to be talking about downshifting, which is part of our Blue Zone series. In the last few weeks, you can go back and listen to a whole wide array of content related to Blue Zones. So we'll tell you a little bit about Blue Zones, which is areas of the world where people live to be 100 usually. They live a certain lifestyle when it comes to diet, exercise, and all those type of things. So we'll get into that a little bit more here soon. Just make sure that you follow us on Super Humanistic on everything, Instagram, YouTube, and hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. Last week, we talked about purpose, how to find your purpose, the benefits of having a purpose, and that is related to the Blue Zones as well. So I think you're going to start off with a bit of a recap and talk a little bit more about purpose before we get into this episode, which is about downshifting.
Yeah, so both purpose and downshift is part of what the Blue Zone circle that they have is called the right outlook. So having the right outlook in life. Again, finding that purpose and then being able to downshift to live out your purpose. So last week we did an activity at the end and I just wanted to follow up. So if you need time, either go back and listen to that activity and start to write down the questions that we had about finding your purpose. But this week I wanted to start with that. So going in, pausing the video now and grabbing a pen and then that same paper that you wrote on last week. And then when you get back, we'll have some more questions for you to answer. So one of the questions then to follow up from last week is, what did you discover about yourself? So we had asked, what was it that people always said you were really good at growing up? So like the gifts that you have, and if you're really truly living out those gifts, whether it be in your day-to-day job that you have, whether it be when you get home from work, are you truly living out those gifts that others say that you've had growing up or that you feel you have now as an adult? So to follow up, what did you discover about yourself is the next question. And then how would you answer the following questions? So did you give and receive love in life? Were you authentically you? Did you make a small difference in the world? And then this next activity is some life math. If you multiply your age by 365, so whatever your age is, multiply it by 365, and then you're gonna subtract 30,000 from that number, and you'll have your average life expectancy. Then you're gonna divide that number by 365, and that's how many years that you have left. for life. Kind of morbid, but also puts it in perspective of like, how much longer do we have on Earth to really live out what it is we're wanting to live out, our gifts, those passions that we have, making sure that our life, if we're not already, we're heading towards becoming, as we like to say, every day being a weekend, right? Waking up and doing what we love to do on a day-to-day basis, making a difference in this world, helping our community to grow in what we love to do. So same for you. Try to figure this out, do this activity, and really feel if you're living your full purpose in life. And if not, do it now. Start now. It's never too late to start. So go ahead, do this activity, save this paper, put it in perspective of how much time we do have left and what we're going to do with that remaining time. So then this week, talking about time that we have left, is all about downshifting. So a huge thing that we've talked about for the Blue Zone areas is that they put a lot of focus on their community, including like their families and their friends. So this is about how they're downshifting or reducing that stress that they have in their lives. So Sardinians, spend time with family and make it a priority to laugh daily. So having fun, just laughing in general, the benefit of laughter is that it does reduce stress and it lowers that risk of cardiovascular diseases. Costa Rica, they're getting outside. We talked about how they love to garden and take walks. So at least getting some sun for 15 minutes daily, which again, benefits of that is it does boost your vitamin D and your overall mental health, getting sun, and then maintaining your social network as well. So maybe you have a walk group that you set up. That's a good way of making sure that you're being accountable for others and others are making you accountable for what you say you're going to do. So if you say I'm going to walk for 15 minutes daily, at least 15 minutes daily, those other people in that walk group can hold you accountable to that. Visit and get to know your neighbors. So especially in Costa Rica, the Nicoyans are really developing relationships with their neighbors and building that community. And they're disconnecting from social media. I know this is huge for myself, and I believe you would say the same for you, of how like really deleting our social network apps. So like Snapchat, we do still have Instagram, obviously, to make sure we're able to communicate with all of you, but really focusing that time that we have to be with each other and in the moment versus being on our apps and into social media all day long. It has really helped, I think, both of us to reduce that anxiety that we would feel just from being on the app and kind of comparing yourself to others that you're seeing on the app. So that's another way that Costa Rica and the Blue Zone areas helps to downshift and reduce the stress. And then Loma Linda, they find a day to take a 24-hour Sabbath. I know we talked about that briefly before, but truly Sabbath day of like no work at all. You're really spending the whole day just building yourself up so that you're prepared going into that week. So you're downshifting, you're finding time to hang out with your friends, you're giving back to others, doing things that you're truly passionate about to help with your mental health and getting you prepared for a longer week. And then Ikaria, they find time to actually take a nap. So they enjoy a mid-afternoon nap, and with that is lower stress hormones. It also helps to rest your heart. So not only are you resting your brain and your body, but your heart's getting that rest that it needs. And you have lower stress. So adding in a nap throughout the week, maybe you don't get to nap every day, but try to nap on the weekends if you're able to. And then Okinawa, they enjoy the sunshine as well. So again, vitamin D helps to build those bones and overall healthier bodies. It reduces your chance of getting depression or being depressed. And it's, they also put in there that they are to be interested and interesting. So really focusing in on those conversations you're having with people, not just asking those surface-based questions, but diving in and getting to know each other deeply. And then, you know, being willing to be vulnerable yourself and sharing things about yourself that maybe not everyone knows, but they're really getting to know who you are as a person that way. And then possessing a generosity of spirit and like ability. So being willing to give in ways that maybe you weren't willing to give before, volunteering. I know our church right now is in a series where they are they're packing seeds to be sent to other countries so that those countries can start to plant gardens. So just something as simple as volunteering at church and packing seeds for other countries. Maybe you find places that you can volunteer throughout your community. Maybe it's your neighbor needs help and you see that they're struggling with just bringing groceries in and you decide that you're going to go help them carry all their groceries in. So finding those moments that you're able to give to the people that are around you that are already building your community. And then in Singapore, their focus is on that financial success. So they're trying to reframe the mindset into one that feels that you always have enough. So really focusing on making sure your bills are paid. You don't have to stress setting things up automatically. So you're not stressed about where am I going to find the money for this bill this month? So benefits of that is it does increase actually your self-awareness to your life and what you're spending money on. And it reduces those negative emotions, your stress. It helps to develop more skills to manage your stress. So if you're really focused on your finances and seeing where your money is being spent, you can start to reorganize those areas and spend it on things that you truly are loving to do on a day-to-day basis. And that's all that there was for the different areas. We're going to dive in a little more on like the how-to for this one. I know you have some more things to share as well for downshifting.
Sure, yeah, just some benefits, additional benefits there for downshifting. Time is true abundance, so gaining more time to enjoy life's important aspects will truly serve you and make you a happier person. Stress can be optional, so finding ways to reduce stress. You talked about a couple methods there, taking a nap, exercising. There's a lot of different ways you can reduce stress, so kind of designing your environment as well will help you reduce stress to make sure that you're living a healthier, better life. And also the little things matter. So just trying to appreciate the smaller, simpler pleasures in life. I try to identify ways that are truly a blessing throughout your day. Being able to get fresh water from the refrigerator, ice, all those type of things, and just trying to stay in the moment and really appreciate those little things that you may take for granted and don't really think about too much as you're going throughout your day that really make our lives very convenient and easy at this point. Discover who you are, having space to explore personal interests and passions and trying new things, taking a class for making sushi or painting or whatever that looks like for you, trying out golf. And there's a lot of different things that you can get into to really expand and discover who you are. Enjoy retirement now. So try to identify ways in your life that you can live more relaxed, have a more fulfilling life, have greater connections in the community, as Jessica mentioned earlier. So really thinking about what your life will look like in retirement and trying to apply those to your life now. I can get started with some of the methods to downshift. Some ways that you'll want to incorporate into your life to be able to downshift are try to reduce your work hours in some way. Try to cut back on work and try to free up some personal time. I'm not sure what that looks like for you. That could be a possible career change, following your passion in life and things that bring you joy and making a career out of it. It's going to take some time to build up to that, I'm sure. You can't just go out and say you want to work part-time tomorrow and start changing careers and all that. You're going to definitely want to set some goals, take some time to find your passions, and then from there, start with a plan and start taking little steps each day that can help you hopefully reduce your work hours and follow your passions. Simplify your lifestyle. A lot of people these days are moving to tiny homes. You could have a smaller home, less clutter, sell your unnecessary possessions, slow down your shopping on Amazon unless you truly absolutely need it and are going to use it. And there's other methods out there of simplifying your life. I know you can kind of really just get rid of anything that hasn't been used recently. Take a stock of things you have in your home. If you haven't used it in the last 6 months, throw it out. And then if you need it again, you can always repurchase it, because if you haven't used it in 6 months, it must not be that useful for you. Prioritize your relationships by spending more time with family and friends. I know that can be tough, especially as you get older, to make new friends and prioritize that time, because everybody's so busy and getting things done with work and trying to keep up with errands and all that type of stuff. And also, too, you have to sometimes focus on being the one to reach out to people. Oftentimes, people don't reach out to you, so you have to really take that initiative to send that text, make that phone call, and try to get the conversation going. And then volunteer and get involved with other people in your community through whether that be church or volunteering, as I mentioned, or some sort of group that you may have common interests, like hiking. You can find groups on Facebook to hike in your area. So that's one way to kind of get involved with your community more.
Yeah. So I would say really this week, looking back at the activity we did at the start of this episode, find a time in your daily routine to set up more of what it is that you love to do. So writing in that you're going to meditate maybe in the morning every day for 10 minutes, or you decide you're going to pray or take journaling, or not take journaling, but do journaling at night or reading at night. So plan in that time daily. I know for myself, if I don't plan it, then I don't do it. So set up that routine throughout the week and plan in those times that you're going to decide that you're going to downshift and really live out your passions and what you want to do.
That's all right. So what is the challenge for everybody this week? Oh, that was
the challenge. Yeah.
I didn't realize that was the challenge. Yeah. I thought that was another method. So the challenge is to meditate then?
Well, no, setting up a time for you to downshift in your schedule. So whether it be praying, meditating, taking a nap. So find the time in your schedule to do one of the downshifting activities that we reviewed today.
Okay, there's your challenge. And don't forget, follow us on Superhumanistic on everything so you never miss another episode. Make sure you drop us a message on Instagram or YouTube. Give us some feedback. Talk a little bit about your experiences. And let us know how things are going for you. And also let us know what you want to see in a future episode. So thank you for joining us today. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.